Growing up, I heard stories about my grandparents and distant ancestors that my parents would tell us, me and my sibling. These stories that one could consider strange if one does not believe in the merging of fact and fiction or metaphors seemed completely normal and factual to me as a child. They were real to me. These were stories rooted in reality, sometimes very precisely, but they always included a little element of magic. These stories dealt with treasures hidden under the roots of a tree, protected by a nest of snakes, of malevolent and beneficent jnuns, but also about French soldiers, of the theft of lands and the displaced population, the people becoming factory workers, or the mujahideen hidden in the bushes. Today, I realize that these stories to culturally rooted Western people often seem as fables or legends of somehow questionable grandmothers and ancestors' stories. But what if I personally believe that these stories are true as they are told, and that they might offer another way of perceiving, understanding our reality, and coming to terms with our history and past? This way of seeing, this imaginative description of reality with metaphors and other stylistic methods, is the source of my interest in magical realism. I wish to investigate and test how magical realism in North African oral tradition could be a tool for learning, or a tool to understand and challenge existing power relationship through storytelling. The term magical realism was first introduced by Franz Rohr, a German art critic, who considered magical realism an art category. To him, it was a way of representing and responding to reality and picturally depicting the enigmas of reality. In Latin America, in the 1940s, magical realism in literature was a way to express the realistic American mentality. This is a mode primarily about and for the geographically, socially, and economically marginalized. Magical realism is a style of fiction that paints a realistic view of the modern world while adding magical elements. It is sometimes called fabulism, in reference to the convention of fables, myth, and allegory. It deals with concepts such as hybridity and the combination of real and fantasy, of fact and fiction. But it does so in a masterful way. By using this decolonial concept, magical realism hits moral or emotional boundaries to engage with the cultural and political forces. Magical realism tells stories of war, the troubled time of colonialism, of mass migration, but it also applies, perhaps at time, an exaggerated lens surely leaning toward fantasy, which empowers the people whose stories were stolen. Magical realism tries to make sense of at least two separate realities in a colonial context, to tell a truth beyond the truth or a single truth. By doing so, one could argue that it resists the dominant narrative of the colonizer. Oral history and storytelling. Oral tradition, also oral culture, oral heritage, or oral literature, is a way of preserving and transmitting history, law, and literature from generation to generation in human societies, people, ethnic groups, etc., which do not have a use writing system, or who, in certain circumstances, choose or are forced not to use it. Oral tradition is sometimes considered to be part of the folklore of a people. It would undoubtedly be fairer to see it as one of the main forms of teaching initial and renewed, of human societies with or without writing. Until the end of the late antiquity, many mythological belief or religious matters were first conveyed as speech, orally, before being fixed in writing. Certain famous texts have been greatly inspired by these traditions, such as the Iliad and the Odyssey, attributed to Homer, and from the Trojan cycle, the Vedas, Song of Gesture, and Arthurian novels, respectively Material of France and Material of Brittany, some books of the Bible, etc. Oral history is the collecting and studying of historical data on individuals, families, significant events, or everyday life using audio or video recording, as well as interview transcripts. These interviews are those of people who participated in or witnessed past events and whose memories and perception are to be preserved by sound recording for future generations. Oral history strives to obtain information from different points of view, most of which cannot be found in written sources. My main focus lies on stories and culture from the Oreste region in Algeria, where my parents and ancestors are from. Stories and knowledge used to be transmitted with oral poetry. Texts were recited during the Bokalas. These different ways of storytelling range from pre-colonial times to now. Often in these stories, magic has an important place, and its place is not questioned. According to ethnologist and historian Sedou Camara, who studies the oral transmission of African traditions, the text conveyed orally is transformed according to each person's interest, each time revealing new variants. Even when the text is written in manuscript form, errors are added to each copy, so much that there is an infinity of variants, of which only the core remains unchanged. Thus, even in the founding accounts referred to historical phenomena, they still have a fictitious and mythical tenor. Each group having its own oral culture have traditions that are based on stories, language, or songs. After all, I want to know how these modes of storytelling can function and what their societal uses are and how they changed, shifted, or adapted in a contemporary context to some extent, from the Bokalas and Shawiya music to Ketebiasin, theater and novels, to popular musician Cheb Hasni and Lounes Matoub. Here, I will look at this different aspect of oral tradition in the Oreste region and in Algeria, then explore some specific stories from this region. Then I will look at how popular culture and resistance movement might use aspects issued from these oral traditions. On a more personal level, as a person of North African heritage, experiencing a global Western world from birth, I will look into the stories I grew up with and reflect on how this impacted me and helped me navigate in the world while having two compasses at hand. I will look at how this oral tradition have influenced and adapted through decolonial tools of resistance as well as in popular culture. I will be using example from Black Quantum Futurism, a literary and artistic collective composed of Moore Mother, Kamae Ayewa, an American poet, musician, and activist from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Rashida Phillips, artist, author, and community activist and lawyer based in Philadelphia. It is also a name for the set of Afrofuturist theoretical framework and methodologies proposed by this collective. The collective has published a book, Black Quantum Futurism, Theory and Practices, Volume 1, which argues that interpretation of concepts such as time, space-time, causality, and interaction are more connected to Afrocentric understandings of these principles than with Western ones. Therefore, the methodology coming from this idea will be able to counter Eurocentric colonialist structures and conceptions of reality. I will also look at Octavius Brood, science fiction story from social justice movements, a project by Adrienne Marie Brown and Walida Marisha that aims to uncover the truths buried in the fantastical and to inject a healthy dose of the fantastical into our search for truth. By using radical science fiction, speculative fiction, fantasy, horror, magical realism short stories, they revive a way of transmitting knowledge. How can this reflection maybe transform the way we tell stories and help us to tell stories in a decolonized way?